Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now back to something we mentioned a little bit earlier on. You might be heading off on flights for your Easter holidays and you might be concerned about the recent delays due to illegal drone activity. Well, RTE News' work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is on the line now with news on this. So Brian, anti-drone technology, we've heard a lot about it, but you're telling us it won't be ready for this busy weekend of travel ahead.
No, it won't, Claire. It has been purchased, and in fact the DAA, the Dublin Airport Operator, telling us today that not only has it been purchased, but staff have also been trained to use it. They've trained airport fire officers to use this equipment. However, they won't be able to use it this weekend, and that is because they need regulatory approval, and they are still, they say, working through that process. Now, your listeners will remember that in the first 8 weeks of this year, there were six separate closures at Dublin Airport as a result of illegal drone activity. It caused a huge amount of disruption, multiple diversions, multiple delays and disruption for thousands of passengers. This morning, Ryanair issued a statement saying they are demanding to know from the Minister for Transport and from the DAA if this new anti-drone technology will be up and running for the busy Easter period. The DAA has now come back with that answer saying, no, it will not. And as I say, it is due to waiting for that regulatory approval.
And look, we don't know. We can't predict what's going to happen over the Easter weekend. But we know, as you outlined there, that drone activity has caused huge problems for the airport. So it is certainly a possibility at this very on this very busy weekend ahead, Brian, that more delays could be experienced.
Yes, and I mean, what the Dublin Airport Authority would say is, look, we are once again appealing to people and reminding them it is illegal to operate a drone within 5 kilometres of an airport. We have seen prosecutions, we have seen cases before the courts. Dublin Airport also saying that they do have drone detection systems in place and those systems will remain. What's different about this piece of technology, Claire, is that this was going to be a thing called a drone effector. This is a device where you point it at the drone, you jam its signal, you take control of it, you land it, you take it away. It's bought, it's purchased. They just need the regulatory approval to pass it. We shouldn't be hugely surprised, I should say, as well, that it's not going to be ready in time for Easter. The government were saying that it would be another couple of weeks before this would be up and running.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Donovan there. And that's it from us. Rachel Graham produced. Kieran Dunn was our researcher. Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator. And Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. It's over to Louise.